Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Get up!
What? You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God! What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at
97.3.
Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Good vibes and variety.
Oh, this one.
She's going crazy in there. By the way, nice post, you guys. I thought
Very cute.
The thing with Vinny wearing Maddie's face on the Instagram.
Can I tell you what she said?
Well, yes, please do.
Absolutely. So I've had this, I got a little sore throat, and it's been a few weeks, and I'm just kind of like, and I was joking around. I'm like, it's not a tumor. And she goes, well, you know, if you went through chemo, that'd be really good content for Instagram. Like, whoa.
So it might be a tumor?
No,
it's cancer. Are you trying to tell us you have cancer?
No, I don't know. It's something in my throat. I'm going to go see a doctor next week. But anyway, I was just, we were talking about it, and she's
laughing about cancer.
Yeah.
Nice bomb.
Well, I felt bad. I was.
Do it for the show.
Yeah.
I realized I was making him anxious because I was like, oh, like, yeah, you should go to the doctor. I was encouraging him.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, well, you know, now I have to wait a week for the doctor. I could tell he was getting anxious, so I tried to make a joke.
You could go to a clinic real quick and just get a scrape. I'm sure they could do a throat culture for you real fast.
Sure.
Honestly, I can't believe you were able to get an appointment with a doctor within 1 week. Like, has anyone been able to do that?
I can't do one medical.
I said that's not long at all.
But I'm trying to find a new doctor because I don't like my doctor that I have now because she hurries me all the time. She's running late and then she hurries me.
Right. I mean, there's, she's very busy.
No, don't hurry me. It's not my fault you're running late.
Busy person.
They only schedule you for like 3 minutes.
Yeah, whatever.
Did you know that?
I don't know.
I didn't.
Anyway, we're doing a giveaway.
Oh, we are. That is true. We do have some tickets to give away. Somebody go to the lactation closet and grab me a pair of Benson Boone tickets and a pair of Shawn Mendes tickets. Well, you can if you use the word front, F-R-O-N-T. That is this hour's code word. Text that to our contest line, 20357. Front is this hour's code word. 20357 is the contest line. If you text front to us, you could win a pair of tickets for Benson Boone October 1st at Chase Center. Oh, my God. I would love to see Benson Boone. I think he just seems like so fun.
Mm-hmm.
Just fancy. And Chase Center is where he's playing October 1st. And then Shawn Mendes, also amazing. Drive me crazy. You know that song. Maybe. Shawn Mendes.
Well done.
Thank you.
You took me there.
October 14th at Frost Amphitheater.
I don't need to go to the amphitheater now.
Well,
I just
now you've heard. Yeah. I mean, hello.
The best cover ever.
My gosh.
You should add that to your set.
Oh, yes. You're right. I'll definitely consider that. It's all courtesy of Golden Voice. This hour's code word is front. 20357 is the contest line, and we're doing this. So this is our third giveaway, but it's happening through 5:05 on the fives every hour, on the fives-ish, you know? I got to it. I get it. I got to a little late. We were running a little bit late, and then we started talking about other stuff. It happens. Don't tell our boss about it. Now, let's go over to Billboard real quick. First of all, we have a new number one, and it's a big song here at the Alice. It's Ordinary by Alex Warren. That is the number one song in the country at this moment. It was. It didn't hit number one last week because of Morgan Wallen owning every single, like he had 39 things on the Hot 100 all at once. Sanctuary.
That's the number one song in America.
Number one song in America at this moment. Alex Warren, Ordinary.
Go Al.
He's a launch artist, isn't he? Like, he's one of the guys we picked and we launched him.
And Bob was telling me all about his TikTok background and lived in a TikTok house and all kinds of stuff.
TikTok house? Yeah, lived in a TikTok house?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He lived in a content house called Hype House, which was a bunch of TikTokers got together, lived in a mansion in L.A., and made content together to help like boost all of their careers.
I see.
Of course, a bunch of teenagers living in a house, it didn't go well, but
annoyed their neighbors to death.
I bet they did. So you're saying, like, if you find 100 like-minded wannabe influencer TikTokers, and then everybody comes up with X amount per month, you can just rent this giant mansion and create all the content you want. That's a great idea.
It's a thing in LA. Like, I had several interns that I lived with who lived in places that were apartments, but everybody living in that particular place were people trying to become influencers and helping each other make content.
It reminds me of the incubator thing in Silicon Valley, where all the people trying to come up with the app, coming up with various apps, all moved into Ehrlich's house.
Yes. Bachman.
Yeah. It's his birthday today, by the way. Not
Ehrlich
Bach, but TJ Miller. He got canceled a couple years back there. Can't even remember why. Something about like something that happened with his college girlfriend or something, and his wife was part of it maybe too. And
I don't remember either.
Yeah.
But I didn't really watch that show like you guys did either.
Yeah, he was also, he's like a sidekick in Deadpool.
Daredevil? What is it?
Deadpool, I think.
Deadpool, that's what it is. Yep.
So he called in a fake bomb threat and had a sexual assault deal, and he was removed from the movie How to Train Your Dragon, The Hidden World, because of it.
Oh, goodness.
Called in a fake bomb threat?
I don't remember that part.
The heck is that all about?
All right, so congratulations, Alex Warren, on your number one song, Ordinary. Moving on, because we just have zero time here. First of all, yesterday I showed you a tiny little snippet that Sabrina Carpenter put up on her Instagram or wherever, I don't know, TikTok, whatever, of her
butt
hitchhiking. Her butt cheeks. Her butt
so
cheeks were
cute.
Hitchhiking.
So very cute.
So that is apparently some footage from a video that she's putting in. There's a song coming out, I believe, tonight, and it's called Man Child. And all her fans are like, oh my God, that's definitely about Barry Keoghan, the guy that she broke up with.
Oh.
He's the guy from Saltburn, who isn't Jacob Elordi. He was like the bad guy.
I haven't seen it, but
he's the one who danced all around the house.
You're a big fan, yes.
Weird looking, face half melted guy.
I think he's very handsome, actually.
I know you do. Yeah. Weird.
He's also, it doesn't matter what else he's in. He's in those things. So he was her boyfriend for a couple of years, actually. And they say there's, apparently someone's got a hold of the lyrics here. Inside your head when you've just won an argument with a man. That was one of the lyrics. I don't know why that's indicative of him. And we know who you are. All her fans are saying, we all know who you're talking about, Diva. So we'll all get to hear the song Man Child, I believe, starting tonight, tomorrow.
And you know what? Even if the song's not about him, it's great marketing. Post just said, this one's about you. So everyone, obviously it's pointing to him. Brilliant. She's a daughter of Taylor Swift, student of Taylor Swift.
Yes. Yep. Breakup songs. Oh, there's all kinds of little, there's a lot of cute stuff. There's a 7-inch that's available. This is, apparently the song is being released tomorrow at 8 p.m. Eastern. So we'll get it pretty early. I'm sure Jane's all over this. We'll be hearing Man Child before you know it. I just want to see the video. Damn, that girl looks good. And then I'm going to end with this because we all love the space travel movies, turns out. Gibson is searching for the guitar that Marty McFly plays in Back to the Future. The guitar that he shreds on at the Enchantment Under the Sea dance in Back to the Future, where I think he does like Johnny Be Good and stuff. It's a cherry red Gibson ES-345, and it's been missing since 1985. Gibson wants to try and find it. They've even made a Have You Seen This Guitar poster with all the details, and the stars of the movie, including Michael J. Fox, made a big video pleading for its return.
It's great, the video.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, here, I'll show you guys. I'll play a little bit for you. Okay. But it's neat because there's so many people from the movie that are in it that were side stars and things.
Michael J. Fox. You may know me as Marty McFly.
Leah Thompson here. I played Lorraine McFly in Back to the Future.
There's something very important.
Christopher Lloyd.
That
all of us are involved with.
We need your help.
We are on the lookout for a missing guitar.
We're trying to find the guitar. The guitar I played in Back to the Future.
No one's seen that guitar since 1985.
The guy that was in the band with him.
Oh. Somehow, it's vanished.
Erased from existence.
It's somewhere lost in the space-time continuum, or it's in some
Teamster's
garage.
This guitar has been lost to the future.
Did you
put that whole thing up on the Facebook page? Great. Yeah. So the guitar was rented from a place called Norman's Rare Guitars in Los Angeles, and it was returned after they used it for the movie. They brought it back to Norman's Rare Guitars, and nobody knows where it went after that. It's likely somebody just bought it from Norman's, but there is no record of the sale. They say, for the record, the guitar was likely a 1960 or 61 model, making it historically inaccurate because the part of the movie it's featured in takes place in 1955. So if you want to split hairs on that, you know that there are aficionados out there who are saying that's all wrong. This is the 40th anniversary of Back to the Future, by the way.
It's interesting how many guitars go missing and people don't realize that these guitars are numbered and known.
Mm-hmm.
And often a musician, or in this case, this movie centered on that performance with that guitar, these things can't be sold later.
No.
Because people know where they are or what they are and where they're from, and they're not going to give you $20,000 when they know, first of all, it's worth way more. And
it's stolen.
It's stolen.
Yeah.
In this case, though, that Norman's Rare guitar, he's also a famous guy.
Oh, yeah?
Like, has sold expensive guitars to everyone.
Funny. And I wonder if he feels like it was stolen, they think that maybe it was just sold. And so he didn't keep a record of it. And
that might be it.
It is possible that the guitar was bought and someone doesn't realize what they have.
Right. That's true, too.
Mm. If only they knew the serial number and they could put that in this video. Speaking of Michael J. Fox, just really quickly, he is joining Apple's Shrinking Season 3 in a guest role. So I don't know how much he'll be on there, but it looks like he's been cast for their third season.
He was great in Rescue Me.
Yeah.
He did a little run in that, but his condition isn't getting better.
No, it's not. Nope. He has Parkinson's.
Mm-hmm.
And has for a really long time. He was very young when he got it. All right, Vince, what you got coming up?
It's not AI. And more after these, yep.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. You have about a week to watch Dirty Dancing. That's this 2 week period's. It's hard not doing it every week, isn't it? It's like weird. So every other week we do Bob's Movie Club, 6 a.m. every other Thursday. Join Sarah and Vinny for Bob's Movie Club. This time around, it's Dirty Dancing. So June 12th, next week on Thursday, is when we'll be talking about that movie. You got to be ready. We want to know what you think about Dirty Dancing. It's all happening on Bob's Movie Club.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Benson Boone and Sean Mendez.
Oh.
All this week, listen on the fives every hour from 7:05 to 5:05 p.m. for your code word. So that's with us.
Hello.
Then Mason. Then Jane.
It's Jane.
We all got your stuff.
Yeah.
Text the code word to 20357. The number is 20357 for your chance to win a pair of tickets to Benson Boone on October 1st. At the Chase Center, and Sean Mendez on October 14th at the Frost Amphitheater in Stanford. Mm. Courtesy of Golden Voice.
So wait.
Listen to this. This is breaking news. Well, I should say weather-wise, still hasn't broken through, but we should see sunshine and a beautifully sunny day. Mm. Okay, breaking news. Listen to this. Did you ever hear of an amusement park here in the Bay Area? From the 30s, even before that, called Neptune Beach.
No,
I do know this.
Where's Neptune
what do you know?
Beach?
It used to be. I think this is the one. It used to be in Alameda.
It is.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Neptune Beach was a Bay Area amusement park and resort that operated in Alameda.
Far from where I live, actually, like walking distance. I can walk there.
From 1917 to 1939, it was known as the Coney Island of the West.
Well, who knew we needed one of those?
I tell you that now because there's a news story. Which this is the breaking news. Wave pool projects have been proposed all over the world. Why are you nodding your head?
Because I heard about this. This is crazy.
Did you hear about this too?
This was all the talk at the dog park the last week. Everybody's talking about this.
So at the dog park in Alameda?
You're talking about the one that's like the one in Lemoore? Is that the name of it?
These things are legit. They're not like that wave pool or wave park type technology has always been missing what an actual wave provides, what surfers want, what they need in order to be able to ride the wave. Lemoore was kind of the first, you know, the one that Kelly Slater came up with down south.
It's way out in the
farmland.
Yeah.
And
middle
that thing,
nowhere.
No one can get into that thing. Like,
right.
It's so outrageously priced, and it's mostly just for promotional purposes because the only video you ever see is of celebrities surfing there.
Right.
Anyway, this project will be named after the former park that used to be in Alameda.
And you said it was Neptune Park?
Neptune Beach Park or something. The Neptune Surf Club is proposed to open by 2029 in Alameda. The name is an homage to the Depression era amusement park nestled right there in Alameda.
Incredible.
Right, walking distance from where I live.
People are going to be parking in your parking spot, brah. It's going to be bad.
Oh, it's going to be great.
Not
are you
backyard.
Kidding? This is going to be incredible. So they're saying that there'll be a legitimate wave pool. The park will also house a canoe club, camping / glamping, food and beverage, a sailing center, a shoreline trail, a pump track, and a boat launch ramp. All of this right there in Alameda.
Near the Hornet.
It's going to be.
There's a lot of space down there.
It's,
will they have to get rid of the monthly flea market to do this?
No. That's that. There's
further
a lot
down?
Of
okay.
No. That's down a little bit further. But that whole you know where I live there on the west or the west side of Alameda, and it's in constant construction. You know, like my building is one of the first new buildings that was made out of
out of unbelievably,
an old naval
building. There's land there.
Yeah.
That is so unusual in
but
this
But there's breweries,
area.
There's wineries opening up. I mean, there's a tiki place that opened up evidently.
Oh, it's happening.
Yeah, it's very
so
happening.
So can I ask, are they saying how many like people will be able to surf at once? Is this like
they're not giving all the detailed information, but these wave pools, the technology is now there. There's a few different technologies and they're not saying which one they plan to use. But the beauty of it is they plan to keep it pretty small. So all the stuff that I mentioned to you there won't be spread out all over Alameda. It'll be compacted into this little zone right there on the water. And I can't wait.
Like, that's
and
great.
Especially because you live right there, you'll be able to, you'll watch them break ground on this.
I can't wait. It's going to be fun to watch them build.
You should
it.
Do updates on your Insta while that's happening. And then you should be like one of the first people who surfs it then.
I will go and do that. If they invite me to do that, I will absolutely do
that.
That
would be incredible.
I would love to go over the falls and crash on TV for the first ride at Neptune Beach Club.
Well, I'll keep you updated because they do keep the neighborhood very up to date on what's going on and what's being built and
all
that.
It's actually surprising considering the access to Alameda Island itself is somewhat limited. Like, that's going to be a lot of people coming in, and I wonder if they'll have to add additional access. You know that traffic is going to be crazy.
The tube.
Yep. What are there? Two? There's a bridge and two tunnels?
I think there's three bridges. And I take the Posey tube, which is, it goes right to where I live. Okay. So
there are going to be, while I do believe people will come from all over for it if it's done right, there's a lot of people in the East Bay that surf that will suddenly be like,
I could just go right there.
I can go right there.
And get a great wave every time.
Yeah.
Every single time.
Well, there's right now, one of the ones that's like in full use, widely attended, is in Waco, Texas.
Oh.
But it's...
Well, they got room there.
And it's widely attended, and everyone who rides it says it's super fun. And you get your share of waves, and it's not $1,000 per wave. Like, you can... It's affordable.
Right.
And it has to be, or it's not... Who can afford Kelly's? Like, it's like $50,000.
It right. was crazy how much it is.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So, okay. This next story.
It's only corporations can afford it.
Right. Or celebrities, and they don't even pay.
No.
An AI company has filed for bankruptcy after being exposed as 700 Indian engineers. That's right. We are talking now about, what's her name?
I know who you're talking about. The lady who invented Theranos. Elizabeth Olsen.
Holmes.
Elizabeth Holmes.
Elizabeth Holmes. So, remember she was like doing this and then running out of the room and having it tested by people? This is what was happening at this AI company that Microsoft bought. Crunch.
Oh no, Microsoft, I'm so sorry for your loss. So you're telling me it was just a bunch of people in a room like answering questions?
AI is all the rage right now as companies laser in on language learning models like ChatGPT, Gemini, and more.
Oh, boy.
This one in particular has been exposed as a total sham and a wild scam that's going viral on social media. They say that this builder.ai claimed it had the ability to use artificial intelligence to create applications from coming up with app designs to writing code.
Mm.
They promised to pump out programs in record time. Microsoft reportedly backed this neural network with $455 million, leading to a valuation of $1.5
billion. Oh.
It turns out all the cash was going toward a workforce of over 700 Indian engineers rather than actual AI. So
were they just sitting there Googling things?
They're just handing off the work to people to get this done.
Oh, my God.
Hurry.
Oh, my God.
They've now gone bankrupt.
How long did it last? I mean, that feels like something that would be discovered really quickly.
I want to say, and I read the whole article, I want to say it was like 7 or 8 years.
Oh,
it had been going on for a while.
Oh, my God.
Hold on. Let me see if I can find it.
That's crazy. And Microsoft like never went there to check on this?
Well,
throw $500 million at that. That'll be great. Add that to the portfolio. Ask it to program some stuff for us. Yep, it's working. Great.
Employees said the majority of the labor at Builder AI was produced by humans, with some clerical work being done using general software.
Oh, my God.
That's farce lasted for 8 years.
Incredible.
Getting exposed last month.
My jaw is on the floor.
That is very, and Microsoft is
Microsoft, you would think they'd be like, okay, our acquisitions department is going to go and look and see what you've got.
We have
people look at the code. We own this now.
These tech companies have people all over the world.
Right?
They do. They just, absolutely
sure.
do.
And they have a division in India. Send them there.
And they spend all kind of... That's how Christina's traveled the world. That's my wife, if you didn't know. She's in tech. She, through her 20s, she flew all over the world on business. And she has said, like, things would come up, and I just go, I'm going to go there. Mm. I'll fix it myself.
I'll take care of it.
I'll look right at it and see what it is and then fix it. And they didn't send anyone out before they cut a check, penciled out a check for $455 million.
No problem. Valuation of $1.5 billion. We just made $1 billion, everybody. Congratulations. Oh, my God.
Not very smart.
Not that smart at all. Oh, my God. Ah, you got to cut that out.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a few of the things that you guys had to say. I lived in Alameda. I hope they don't demo the old Neptune Beach buildings, apartments. Tammy Crockett app.
Tammy Crockett app.
Neptune?
Yeah. They're definitely going to demo stuff. Don't get your hopes up.
Yeah, they're demoing.
We preserve nothing.
It sounds like they're really going to be careful about the space they use, though.
Yeah.
And that's what you'd want. And you wouldn't even approve it if it's going to be wasteful.
Right, unless somebody's palm got greased, because that does happen, you know.
That's true.
Yeah, make it ugly. Here's some money. Thanks.
No, they're pretty tight on things in Alameda. They really are.
Yeah, actually, it has a really good reputation. That whole area, everyone I know that lives on Alameda is like, I love it. And I've visited it a few times and thought,
Shooty used to live out there, and he loved it too.
Yeah.
Love it.
707 says, Sarah.
What are
you doing Black Velvet at your 3-song concert?
Black Velvet? No. The song Black Velvet?
Yeah, they want you to do it. Yeah, that one. You going to do it?
No, I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that.
Come on.
No,
you don't care.
Just do it.
No.
They're asking.
No, I'm not doing it.
They want it.
Who sings that song?
Alana Miles, I believe.
Alana Miles.
Yeah.
I think that's right. Alana Miles, Black Velvet. I'm about to find out for sure.
Slugs were like blank coins, smooth and not stamped and used to cheat games. Yeah, slugs. And if you had a hole in it, you could tie a string to it and you could rack up credits and then pull your coin back out and put it in your pocket and hope they don't turn bunny ears on your pockets for having 99 credits.
How'd you get that many credits? There's no quarters in this
turn
machine.
Turn your pockets out!
Well, you could swallow it down and just clamp on the end of the string in your mouth and pull it out later. Hope the acid from your stomach hadn't eaten through it.
Oh, boy. Listen right to you. Yeah, we're talking about 12-year-olds. Yeah. There's no... They go, well, the grown-up's telling me what to do. Here you go.
Sorry about it.
All right. Earlier this morning, I was tasked with a game. We were talking about rollerblades, and I'm like, let's do a little rollerblade game. So, Vin should have
Vin's got the edge on this game.
All around. So these
my
are,
daughters ride him. Yes.
Yes. So these are not easy. These are fairly difficult questions about rollerblading.
Okay.
Question number one. We'll start with let's start with Bob today. Which component of an inline skate affects maneuverability the most? The cuff height, the wheel hardness, or the frame length?
The frame length.
I'll go with the frame length too.
I'll say the cuff height.
It is the frame length.
By the way, Vinny starts with an extra point.
Shorter frames allow for quicker turns.
Vinny now has two.
Longer frames, more stability.
Oops.
I don't want to say stuff because then I might be giving away stuff.
Okay.
What does, this is to Vin, what does the durometer rating on a rollerblade wheel indicate?
It's durometer.
Durometer. Okay.
And that is the hardness of the wheel.
Okay.
Well, it's the hardness of the wheel, Bob.
I did know it was the hardness of the wheel.
All right. There you go.
Great. We're all on the board here. You could wait for him to
that's
do the multiple choice.
That's skateboard wheels, and that's it's the same for skateboard wheels. And okay.
Nothing. In aggressive inline skating, what is a soul grind? Is it a spin trick off a ramp, a trick using only the front wheels, or a grind where the skater uses the side of the boot of a ledge?
That one. The third one.
The front wheel one.
I'll say the boot on the ledge.
It is the ledge, yes.
So who got that?
You and Vin.
Great.
Who are we at now?
Bob.
Bob again. Which of these materials is commonly used in high-performance skate frames for speed skating? Steel, aluminum, or fiberglass?
Used in the what?
Read it again.
Which of these materials is commonly used in high-performance skate frames for speed skating? Steel, aluminum, or fiberglass?
Aluminum.
I also will say aluminum.
I'll say steel.
It is aluminum. Aluminum.
Light.
All right, the rocker wheel setup is best for what kind of skating? Rocker wheel setup. Downhill, artistic or slalom, or speed racing?
Is Vinny first?
Vinny is first.
I don't know this one. The rocker wheel.
Read it again.
The rocker wheel setup is best for what kind of skating? Downhill, artistic or slalom, or speed racing?
I'm going to say artistic or slalom.
I'll say speed.
I think artistic.
Artistic is correct. All right, one more of these. What does a T-stop involve in inline skating? Stopping with the heel brake, dragging one foot behind perpendicular to the direction of the motion, or jumping and landing in a squatting stance? A T-stop.
It's got to be the one where you drag your foot.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
Same.
That is correct.
All right, is that the last one?
That is the last one.
I score 7-5, Bob, to Sarah, 3. Vinny, you are the winner once again today.
All right.
The winning never stops. Champion Del Pueblo rides
again. Thanks, everyone.
It's 2 days in a row.
Hey. The one thing
you're
that
back.
I actually know about rollerblades is because we're in the skate park, they make a special rollerblade for the skate park that has little teeny wheels. So that was I thought for sure you was going to come up. Otherwise, everything I know about rollerblades is begrudgingly like, oh, God, my kids. I want them to skateboard so bad.
Well,
maybe
they'll
just love their rollerblades.
Oh,
they won't.
But maybe they will. I mean, fingers crossed. Let's never give up hope.
Let's just hope they stay off the drugs. That's the main thing,
the
right?
Let's Goodbye. Keep it here on Alice all day. Mason and Jane both have tickets for Benson Boone and Shawn Mendes throughout their shows, and we'll see you back here on Thursday.
Thank you.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
Have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.